I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Oh my God, I hope you guys love Rhonda as much as I did. I love you all, but I love Rhonda's experience. First of all, Rhonda's so young, and to have so many people that have died to come through. And the souls that stepped forward are the ones that needed to. Those are the souls that Rhonda needed to hear from first so she can start to heal. So I hope you all enjoy Rhonda and all of her beautiful messages, even though it's very tough. I hope you can feel the healing with each message. God bless, guys. Enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Fabulous woman in front
of— Hi, Teresa. My name is Rhonda.
Oh my God, you're gorgeous. I love your hair. I love your nails. Let me see those nails.
You know what? I broke one.
All right, show me the other hand. Oh my God, I love— they're fabulous. Where are you from?
I am from Washington. I live in Spokane, Washington.
Oh, okay. I've been to Spokane before.
I went and saw you there.
You did?
I did.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much for supporting what I do. I hope you enjoyed the live show.
I absolutely enjoyed it. And I absolutely enjoyed your shoes, girl. And the way you were dressed, I was like, she is fabulous. I love you, Teresa.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel the same way about you, Rhonda. I love you. And because I always say without you, I couldn't continue to do the work that I do. So I love and appreciate you so much. And to be able to share my gift with you today.
I am so appreciative. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. So how did you get on the podcast? Did you call the hotline?
To be honest with you, I remember calling. But it was a long time ago, girl. It was so long ago that I had forgot that I had done it. And I thought that I'm the type that, like, I don't win anything and nothing really happens for me that is just special. And when they called me and I told my family, my son looked at me and he was like, no, you're not going to really be talking to Teresa. This is just not happening. You're going to get your heart broken. Don't get your hopes up.
Oh, my God. And
yeah, because nothing like this happens for me.
See?
And so I believed it. Girl, I believed it. I said yes, because this is my moment. I've been waiting to talk to you, Teresa.
And I always say things happen. It's not cliche. Things happen for a reason, and they happen at the moment that they're supposed to. And I'm going to say this to you, Rhonda, because I look at things when things don't go my way, or things how I might make plans and then God laughs, right? I say, you know what? Things happen for me, not to me. Because even it might be an awful thing that has happened or maybe didn't work out, there's got to be a reason.
Yeah.
And sometimes we miss that. I'm excited to see what Spirit has in store for you today. Your loved ones know exactly what it is that you need to experience today.
Girl, they're waiting at your door. Okay?
So I don't even know who I'm talking to yet, but all I keep hearing is there's a lot of chatter. So you might have quite a few loved ones on the other side. And I feel like someone said to me, this is the longest we heard Rhonda keep her mouth shut. So you must be a talker. Is that correct, Rhonda?
Teresa, excuse me and forgive me if I cry I've been waiting for this.
No, listen, I feel sometimes when people cry, I feel that it's a lot of mixed emotions. It's, of course, it's sadness, but sometimes it's also a release and sometimes a relief of also knowing, oh my God, it's such a relief to know that they're okay. And that's how I feel that you're going to feel with some of the souls that step forward here today. So who was the young female that has departed for you? Young for me is anyone that we feel that left the physical world before we feel their time.
Young, my sister.
Okay. So know that her soul takes this opportunity to step forward first. Because she looked at me and when I said the young soul, because it's interesting sometimes how souls come forward. Sometimes they come through, I'll just automatically feel like a sister or a mother figure. Sometimes they'll show me, it's almost like the energy. So if an energy is like lower, like it's a younger female or male, and then sometimes if it's really up high, it might just symbolize like a grandparent or a great grandparent. And she looked at me and said, I died before my time. She says, and that's how my sister feels. My sister feels that my life was robbed, that I was robbed of a life.
Yes.
So know that, Rhonda, I don't think I've ever said that to someone before.
Wow.
And what I love about that is it validates the strength of your sister's soul. No matter, and your sister hasn't even told me anything yet, but that's how you feel. How would I know that you feel that your sister was robbed of her life and that it isn't fair?
No, it's not fair.
And then your sister looked at me and jokingly was like, she goes, because I was the good one out of the family, Teresa. And she says, I want you to know, Rhonda, that I want to thank you because every day, and your sister makes me feel like she's not newly departed. Newly for me is within 2 years. So she's been gone for some time.
She's been gone it'll be 4 years on July 5th.
Okay. So it's more than 2 years that she's gone. There is not a day that goes by, a moment that goes by that you do not think of her, include her. And your sister just told me that there are moments that you still sit back and you go, I can't believe she died.
Absolutely. Every single day of my life.
Know that when you do that, Rhonda, her soul is with you because how would I know that? Your sister just told me, she says, and Teresa, my sister feels my soul. She sees me. She knows that I am with her. I don't want her to question, that is not me. Did your sister leave the physical world quick and unexpected?
Yes.
Okay. So she says, I don't want you to feel that my passing could have been prevented. Or more importantly, that you could have done something for me.
I live 3 hours away from her, so
Right off the bat, your sister says that is probably the biggest burden that you carry is that you feel that if you live closer, if you were there, that you could have done more for her or done something for her.
Absolutely.
And she says, I need you to stop that. She says, because now, she says, my sister, what she has done is now she has spiraled into, I wish I knew. Why didn't she tell me? Or whatever. She's making me feel like you're going over a laundry list of things that you're beating yourself up over.
I have questions around her passing.
Okay. So that was the other thing that I wanted to ask you was, do you feel that someone or something is responsible for your sister's passing?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So we're going to, for this moment, Rhonda, we are going to let the justice be that your sister's soul is safe and at peace with God. Your sister says, my sister deserves the peace in knowing that I am okay. I'm going to tell you right now, if your sister's soul was not at peace, she would not have, I would not be able to receive messages from her.
It's funny how you, how she came through first.
She makes me feel like you needed to hear from her first to restore your faith.
Yes. Since my sister's passing, I've changed.
So now I want to say this to you, Rhonda. Now, it would not be a coincidence that your sister, the first thing that she had me say to you was, from my passing, my sister has this laundry list of these burdens, should've, could've, would've, only ifs.
Oh, girl, and it's so long.
Beating yourself up. So your sister just said to me, she says, now I want you to interpret this emotion, Rhonda, how you feel. Because sometimes spirit has to make me feel things to an extreme to get me to say something. Because your sister said to me, she says, I need my sister to love, honor, and respect herself more than the anger that she carries connected to my departure. Because your sister says, these are not your burdens to carry. She says, I am going to take responsibility for my departure, Rhonda. Now, when a soul takes responsibility, it doesn't mean that someone intentionally takes their own life. What this means is that your sister is taking responsibility for her actions, sometimes non-actions. Look, a soul will come forward sometimes. Let's say if they were diabetic and they ate chocolate and candy every day, or if someone went to the doctor and they didn't do a thing that the doctor said, they will take responsibility. Do you understand that?
Wow. Yes.
Because and I said to your sister, why are you so vague on how you died? She said, Teresa, she said, this is the point of why my sister needed to have this reading with you. Because she cannot. Now, I want you to know, Rhonda, this is not easy for me to say this to you. She says, I need my sister to put aside on how I died because she is never going to be able to heal. She says, I need her to know that I take responsibility for my actions and my choices and my decisions that day. And that's why it is important for me to take back these burdens that my sister carries. She says, my sister does not get a moment of peace. It's almost like my sister wakes up every day and says, what now?
God, exactly. I wake up every morning, Teresa, and I sit up and I say to myself, my sister's dead. She's dead. Not only did she get robbed of life, but I got robbed.
The entire family, your children got robbed. She says, but I need you to stop saying that. She says, I want you to, when you wake up in the morning, I want you to say, I can't wait to see what blessings are going to be placed in my path. I can't wait to see the signs that my sister shows me that she's with me. Your sister says, Rhonda, let me tell you something. Your sister's tough. She literally stood right in front of me. She goes, and you tell my sister. And I'm like, oh God, I'm scared. But that was her personality, right? She, and what I mean, she was strong. And she says, oh God, this is hard for me to say. She says, by doing what you do, Rhonda, is not going to bring me back. She says, I want you to know that my soul is safe and at peace with God. And I want you to know that I am okay. And I want you to stop visualizing what it was like for me when I died. Can you connect with the head?
Yeah.
Is there something with her head? Because I keep getting this pain and this pressure on the side. Okay.
She fell and hit her head. I know that's, nobody was around her at that moment, but that she passed. But when she did, she fell and she must have hit her head on the counter because she was found on the floor. And then when we went and seen her, she had a big...
Was head. It right here? Was it yeah. over here? Okay. Because yeah. this is where she's giving me the pain. Look. So your sister says, I need you to stop going over. I did not suffer to my death. Because when a soul immediately hits me in the back of the head, no matter what it is, when they show me, they make me feel, sometimes they'll labor my breathing and hit me in the back of the head. That's my symbol for that their soul immediately left the physical body. Sometimes a soul might say, my physical body was alive, but I wasn't in the physical body. I had, or that's like if someone is in a coma or knocked unconscious or in a vegetative state. The soul didn't suffer because you have these visions of your sister laying there dying, suffering by herself. She says, so whenever you have these negative images, these thoughts of my sister is dead, she says, I want you to stop and I want you to replace it with a beautiful memory of me.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Did your son just change his hair, or is he like a fanatic with his hair? Like he always has to have his hair cut, or he likes his hair a certain way?
Yeah, my son, he's actually my stepson, but he is my son. If I've been raising him absolutely. Since he was five. And yes, he absolutely has to have his hair a certain way.
I asked your sister to validate her presence and that she is watching over. And she just showed me this young man and his hair is like a fresh fade. That's just my symbol for when a gentleman or a young man is very particular about his hair.
Yes.
Know that her soul is with you at these exact moments. So maybe if you feel, because your sister also just showed me that you in your hallway, in your house, you always think you see a shadow or something, or you feel something.
Somebody died in this place before we got in here. And for the longest time, in the back end of here, I just feel something. She knew it. She knew it when she, my sister lived with me shortly before this happened. And we would joke about it.
Okay. Did you actually thought you saw a shadow recently?
Teresa! Stop it! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh, Teresa! Okay. Yes. It was about 2 days ago. Things have been happening around here that has not happened because I haven't seen anything before. But I was walking past my dining room table and I saw somebody, a man, sitting at my my kitchen table. And I did a double take and it disappeared. But I seen broad shoulders and I seen just a bigger silhouette. And it didn't feel malicious.
No.
But I haven't seen or felt anything like that ever. And I did see somebody. Yes, I did.
So I love what your sister is doing for you right now, because what she is doing is validating your gifts as well, your connections, what you sense and feel, knowing that her soul is right beside you. She keeps showing me, do you feel things in the bathroom? What do you think you hear someone call your name, like you hear a voice? If that happens, know that's your sister. Know that is her soul that is with you at that exact moment, that you are not crazy and it is not your imagination.
I'm starting to lose my hearing a little bit. And sometimes my bathroom is literally right in my bedroom. And sometimes I feel like I'm hearing like white noise. Okay, I feel like I'm hearing like white noise. And in that white noise, I'm hearing like words, but I don't know what they are. And I'm just associating it with starting to lose my hearing.
Why don't we look at this as that is your sister letting you know that everything's going to be okay and that she is still with you?
I have ignored it.
So now hopefully we can just embrace it.
My dog is standing here staring at me like, what are you doing?
He might be even looking at your sister. He might be sensing her soul. Look, animals are very connected to spirit. When they bark at nothing, they act odd or do weird things, it's because they're acknowledging the souls that are around us.
Yes.
They sense and feel that. Do you know someone that died tragically? I don't know if they died because I tasted blood. So sometimes that's when someone died tragically, like if there was either internal bleeding, if there was a gun, if someone was shot.
Yes, keep going. Okay. My nephew, my sister's son, just recently got murdered.
Okay. So know that she says we are all together on the other side.
Oh my God.
And this is why.
Teresa, I love you. Thank you.
Listen, Rhonda, don't thank me. Thank your sister. Thank your nephew.
Oh, I'm so glad he came through.
Now, I think we all fully understand when we say timing is everything.
Wow.
And things happen for us. Because when your sister first told me, when a soul says to me, let the justice be that my soul is at peace, it usually is when someone, remember in the very, very beginning, I said to you, someone responsible for the departure, know that your sister says, I need you to know that even though no one is being held accountable for my son's passing, we're going to let the justice be for now that we are together and our souls are safe and at peace with God. And your nephew made me feel like, I don't know if there are like three different stories or if they're like, we don't know exactly what happened or what he says, but I don't know if you feel that you have a scenario or what. He just says, justice will prevail.
Good. I'm very glad because I feel it's weird that you say that, Teresa. Wow, Teresa.
Listen.
You're blowing my mind. And I know you've heard that 1,000 times.
This is not me. This is your loved ones giving you the peace and the messages that you need to hear.
I just don't feel like he got justice.
Okay. So right now we are going to let it be that the justice is that his soul is at peace and with God. Your nephew was murdered. There's no explanation for these things. These things should not happen. And we are going to allow in this moment so we can heal, so we can have some peace within our souls and with ourselves and not lose faith in God and, more importantly, in an afterlife.
You are so amazing. Wow.
Rhonda, this is your loved ones.
Your gift.
My gift.
I have a gift as well.
We know. They told us.
Girl, I got a few gifts.
Your nephew goes, let's just leave it that she has the gift of gab. He goes, that's the clean version, Teresa. Now, I don't know if this comes from your nephew, but he keeps showing me a t-shirt. So I don't know if someone made t-shirts in memory of him or if you have his t-shirts or you have your sister's clothing as well.
My brother, there wasn't a t-shirt made of my nephew. I have a t-shirt of my brother when he passed.
Okay. And you have it with you right now?
It's in my closet.
Oh, okay. Look. Validating that all of the souls are together on the other side. Your brother just looked at me and said, Teresa, I need you to give my sister her life back. And I said to him, I said, I can't do that. I said, that's up to her. So I'm going to say this, that with every misfortune, with every sudden unexpected death in your family, your brother says to you, I need you to hold on to that mustard seed of faith. He says, and I do not want you to feel guilty about being happy in life. Who is the father that has departed as well?
Oh, my God. Teresa. Oh, my God. My dad.
What always amazes me when I first get to the other side and I see someone young and I say, and I see all of these souls on the other side. Your dad says, I am so sorry for how you've been disappointed and hurt in life. And he says, and I want to say, I'm sorry for the ways that I couldn't be there for you the way that you deserved me to be, or more importantly, needed me to be.
Wow.
And he says, I want you to know how proud I am of you. He says, because I don't think you ever heard me say that to you.
Never.
He says, I want you to know how proud I am of the woman that you've become and to know that you do have such a beautiful heart and purpose here in life.
My dad used to always say that. You have a beautiful heart.
But I need you to believe that. I need you to hold on to that. I feel that this is such a moment where you really need to believe and know that what's happening today and how this happened today was the work of your loved ones. Your brother just looked at me and he said, my sister feels lost at times, Teresa.
I'm very lost.
He says,
so lost.
And we need to know that we need her to know that she has been found.
I've been waiting for that for 30 something years.
I know you have. I know you have. And you have to know, Rhonda, I don't have to know everything. Your dad made me feel enough of the pain. And for a soul to say that they're sorry, your dad had to relive your life, his life through your eyes. So he had to feel what it was like for you. And in those moments, then I have to feel it for a split second. I feel that what I do needs to be treated with so much respect and dignity.
Absolutely.
And honor. And I will never say things or want to know things for a wow factor. That's not what this is about. It's about your loved ones being able to deliver healing messages to help you live life the way God intended.
Yes.
Absolutely. Not what we feel because of circumstances and other people's choices and decisions. We have the power to change our path. We just have to believe it.
Absolutely.
And that's why I love what I do.
I love what you do.
And I want to thank you again, Rhonda, for giving me the honor of channeling your loved ones and trusting me with their souls, because I don't think that was easy with everything that has gone on in your life.
And I, before we got on, and my husband called me and I told him, baby, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if I could cry in front of somebody, be vulnerable, because
it's me and you.
I'm the type that puts all the walls up. Okay. There's, mm-hmm. And after that wall, there's another wall. And after that one, there's another one. So you'll mm-hmm. never really know what I'm feeling. And
well, thank God Spirit does.
I knew they would. If anybody would, I knew they would cut straight to the point. Like I said before, Teresa, you're the only one I could have done it with.
That means the world to me. And it was heartfelt of when I said thank you for trusting me with the souls of your loved ones, because I know it wasn't easy for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Rhonda Curtis, and I'm from Spokane, Washington. When she was talking about my nephew coming in, she told me that, you know, that he died tragically, that he said he could taste his blood. I was pretty amazed about how she knew that, you know, and I was waiting for him to come in. The whole time I was waiting just to hear from my sister. This was about me wanting to hear from her. So when I got to hear from my sister, that was the most amazing thing.
I always thought there was foul play with my sister's death, and Teresa said that there was, you know, what I thought about my sister's death was true.
At the end, I'd say when my dad came through, I was waiting, I think, my whole lifetime for to hear my dad say he was sorry to me. And when Teresa said that he came through and he wanted to say one thing to me, and he said he was sorry, that blew my mind. After the reading, I felt warm. I've lost so many people in the last 8 years. When I was talking to Teresa, I told her, I said, man, I don't know who's going to come through, because honestly, you know, I lost my brother. He drowned, you know, 8 years ago. And then my uncle, my aunt, my nephew, my sister. So just to hear from the four that I heard from, you know, my brother, my nephew, my sister, and my dad, was, it did feel like I got some closure. I called my mom immediately, because my sister will have been dead 4 years in July. And my mom has had the hardest time with my sister's passing. And so I immediately called my mom, because I wanted to give her a sense of closure and some healing, to know that, you know, my sister was with my nephew, her son, and that, I guess my biggest takeaway is that my family is all okay. I can let them rest. If you don't believe, then you're missing out. When I talk to people about my experience, I'm a complete believer. I just feel like you have to experience it to believe it. What made me a fan of Teresa is I seen a lot of people broken that didn't have answers, that was having a hard time letting go of their loved ones. And I seen her help people. I seen people's expressions and people's energy change after she spoke to them about their loved ones. And just that alone, the fact that she helps people, that, you know, is what made me a believer in her. I just want to thank, you know, Teresa, and for her whole team, for even picking me. I feel very blessed to be chosen
to even speak to Teresa.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.